Well, I'm not sure about that, but I do like to share with you a different perspective. It's more a theoretical perspective that I hope you can see some connections to some of the issues already covered in previous talks and the follow-ups talks. All right, and I would try to tie to the understanding of soil structure formation in natural soils and how that could be impacting the flow network that could be relevant to a lot of interest that we have in different talks. So what I'd like to do in my presentation basically to give you a basic understanding of what is entropy and its related production principles and how we apply that to paragenesis and then the flow networks. Okay, so it's very simple when you think about thermodynamics that you can think about system of any kind of your interest or any scale, and the rest of the world is just a boundary or the surrounding environments. All right, the second law of thermodynamics says very simply that entropy, a magical concept that I will elaborate a little bit in the next slide, in an isolated system that is not in equilibrium will turn towards over time the maximum value at equilibrium. Now, the classical sciences really have relied heavily on the first law of thermodynamics, that is basically conservation of energy. But the second law of thermodynamics that involves evolution or change of energy in systems have not yet made significant inroads, at least non-equilibrium thermodynamics. So if you look at literature, there are really different facets of so-called entropy that relates to thermodynamics, statistics, information, and organization, things like that. And so there are many types of entropy that appears in many different disciplines, including classical thermodynamics, statistical mechanics, and even communication, information science, all that. This is just a very short list of about 30 different entropy concepts in the literature. And you see the application just over the place in the last century and continue on. So the concept of entropy is like a comedian and octopus-like stuff. And that has been, let's know why it has been considered as the most confusing buzzwords in the 20th century science. And we'll see how that goes in the 21st science. So what is entropy anyway? So let me give you a few bullets just to give you a better general concept that's in the literature. It is a unique physical entity, although it's still kind of mysterious, that increases over time, but it measures irreversibility, that is things that cannot be returned back in a laboratory type of setting, but in a natural world, a lot of processes are very complex, but you cannot return in backward. So entropy is therefore an indicator of times, all right? And it also, at a microscopic level, indicates the system disorganization. But in an open system, instead of isolated, dissipated system, the total entropy could be partitioned into what's inside the system and what's exchanged between the system and the surroundings. So here are the basic of equations in a classical sense, where you, at a microscopic level, you have energy or the heat flow into the system divided by absolute temperature. It's a very classical concept. But excuse me, this is a macroscopic perspective. At a microscopic perspective, entropy has also been defined as basically, this is a Boltzmann constant multiplied by the natural logarithm of what's called the number of microstates, just like individual molecules within a system, type of basic composition at a microscopic level. And so if you consider W as the number of microstates in a system, the reverse of it basically gives you the degree of order or organization in a system. So you end up with what's called negative entropy or netropy. And this is the famous Prigogine's theory of nonlinear thermodynamics type of partitioning of entropy into internal production of entropy and then the entropy exchange between the system and the environment. So that really, if you look at the literature to demystify what is called entropy, there are two principles involved, at least from my understanding. This is something that certainly subject to further debates or discussions. One is the energetic entropy, that is associated with the macroscopic perspective of the system, that is related to the structured world. So where you do have the exchange of entropy between the system and the surrounding being maximized, that is maximum entropy export, all right, from the system to the surrounding environment, that will lead to the maximum organization within the system, like a solar system, that is far from equilibrium. The opposite of that is what's called statistical entropy, that is the microscopic perspective that's associated with a random world where the internal production entropy is maximized. So we have maximum entropy production that will lead to the maximum randomness and therefore the least biased distribution inside the system, that is toward the equilibrium. So here is another way of looking at two production principle entropy, all right? One goes towards order, the other towards disorder. All right. So if we use the partitioning of the entropy being sum of the internally produced and exchanged between the system and the environment, you have this part of the confusing in the literature where you have maximum production of entropy principle versus the opposite of the minimum entropy production principle. So in the maximum entropy production principle, in my understanding is that the maximum internal production entropy that we basically maximize the entropy, therefore the system being maximized in terms of randomness and therefore least biased distribution, it comes with the maximum uncertainty and therefore needing the maximum information in order to describe or to know the system. And that basically leads to the most probable state towards equilibrium. The kind of opposite of that is that you have maximum entropy export to the surrounding environment, therefore the internal entropy is minimized, and therefore you basically have minimized entropy, therefore you minimize the waste, and the consequence of that, you maximize the organization within the system, therefore the information contained in the system is maximized, and you only need a minimum, you have only minimum possible uncertainty, and that basically gives you the possibility of specific deterministic far from equilibrium. To kind of understand this concept is you can think about in a funny way that this to order is like we keep exercising, keep ourselves in good shape, and the other is keep storing things. Yeah, you get stuffed and yeah, run a risk of disorganized. And that relates to in terms of practical application is how do we take care of the discharge in the world, all right? And or internally, how do we take care of storage? Let's kind of conceptual way to understand the little bit mysterious concept entropy. Now there are two kinds of forces in nature that drive system structural development. All right, as we know, there's downward forces dominated by the physical processes that is related to entropy production, and then the other one is outward forces dominated by life forces that relates to the building up, active survival and growth. Therefore, your maximum entropy export that drives away from the equilibrium. So end result of that is the entropy of the system as a function of time is that the internal, like illustrated here, is a life living organism that over time life evolves its metabolic paths that become more efficient in extracting free energy from the environment. So internally, the entropy in the system decreases over time. It becomes, the system becomes more sophisticated in its organization, just like evolve in a more and more sophisticated life forms. But in the meantime, a lot of entropy exported to the surrounding environments, all right? And the net effect is because the exported entropy is greater than what's produced inside or decreased inside, and net entropy of the overall system still increased over time. So it's consistent with the second law of thermodynamics. Entropy could be linked to structure and information. And here's the famous theory of dissipated structure, meaning that as the entropy is exported to the environments, all right, you basically will see the formation of compressive structures inside the system, all right, that is characterized by the heterogeneity. And so the entropy, therefore, not just kind of dissipating the wastes up to the environment, but really introduce the source of order within the system. And so that's why there are many massive facets, so-called negative entropy, that's linked to the amount of entropy exported to the system that indicates the degree of system's organization. And the other confusing part in the literature is related to so-called information. In terms of negative entropy, really we are talking about the information contained within the system. Its degree of system's certainty. Entropy could be linked to information in complex systems, and we did it in terms of soil science and hydrology research. We didn't have a look into this aspect that much yet, as far as I can tell. But information is something very also fundamental in our understanding of natural soil systems. All right, I guess in the interest, I won't get into too much of the details. This kind of summary style of what I just talked about. All right. Let me quickly go into the details about application. I hope I still have a couple more minutes to finish up. All right, so basically when you look at natural soils, we are talking about the structure and the information recorded. And so if you look at the soil formation, there are kind of two partitioning of pedogenesis where you have organizing the process like structural formation and then also dissipative process where you basically destroy the structure or have a lot of dispersion or erosion. So the result of that, you have basically the classical focus of quantity change in terms of energy and mass. But what I'm trying to suggest is that we also need to pay attention to the quality change in terms of system evolution that leads to the structure and the information. And part of the possible ways of dealing with that is to consider the entropy change within the soil system that can be partitioned into the matrix part of the system and then the structure part of the system. This is a little bit more sophisticated way of looking at evolution from the rock to paramaterial to soil and then the ecosystem, where you basically have the kind of dissipated grinding type of process in terms of entropy increase, and then the aggregating or organizing process where you have entropy decrease but organizing the system. That leads to the possibility of life evolving in nature. There's some literature very limited. This one that I put out from a Russian study in the 60s that shows in terms of matrix entropy that can be calculated from the theoretical understanding of different components in the soil system and the minerals in terms of its thermodynamic and theoretical numbers, all right, multiplied by the amount of different components. So you end up with this kind of plot where you show how the matrix of soil entropy related to the weathering or soil types. And here's another that shows how the process occurring in soil genesis related to the exporting of entropy that basically leads to the net effect of entropy result in the soil system that gives you this kind of the sequence of soil evolution. And we actually can also use the energy balance in terms of soil system evolution through this kind of calculation using surface energy balance and then inside the soil in terms of energy balance, just twist a little bit in terms of moving the ground heat to the net radiation and then minus the latent heat and the sensible heat. So this is just one quick example illustrating the previous slide formula where you see that the system does seem to have a lot of negative entropy produced. Finishing up, sorry for taking a little bit longer. So the net effect is that the soil evolution might seem to have this kind of increase in the matrix entropy and then a decrease in the structural aspect of it. The net effect could be evolution of soil structure, and that basically leads to this kind of different kinds of possible networks in the soil system. And there's actually interesting theory of evolving networks that can be tied to a preferential flow of different kinds in the soil system. So my end point here is that there are kind of possible widespread preferentiality over space and time in terms of structure and preferential flow. I don't have time to go through that example. So let me finish up. What I have tried to share with you is the basic understanding of two different kinds of entropy production principles and how that could be linked to structure and information in the soil system and how that might be applied to understanding of pedogenesis and preferential flow over space and time. Thank you.